The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself, a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
First reading from 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 to 11. It's a beautiful reflection because it brings us from the law to the new life in the Spirit. And then we see that it's not a new law. It's the old one, but now Christ has brought it to life. So St. John begins by saying that we must keep his commandments. And every Jew would agree with that. You know, you do what you're supposed to do. You fulfill your duties and you are in the right path. You are a religious person. But then John brings a whole new reality to that because he says, "This is the way we know that we are in union with him. Whoever claims to abide in him ought to walk just as he walked." So now the fulfillment is to walk just as he, Jesus, walked. And we walk as he walked when we have his heart, when we are one with him. That's what it means to walk as he walks. It's that his ways are now our ways. You know how it says in the Old Testament, my ways are not your ways, right? God has ways and people have different ways. But by the grace of God now in Christ, we can have the way of God. And now the law is no longer interpreted as a legalistic observation. Now it is a way of life, it's an experience in Christ. And so he says, I am writing no new commandment to you, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. And so the truth has not changed. The law still is true, but now the law can be lived in the understanding of what it really is because Christ has entered into our lives. And what are the practical consequences of this? The commandment, he then explains, is abiding in his love. Whoever says he's light, yet hates his brother, still is in darkness. And none of us is going to make a decision, I'm going to hate my brother. It just begins to happen, okay? Your brother, your sister, whoever, crosses you the wrong way, and you start having animosity coming from your heart. And because of something that you justify because the other person did or did not do, hate begins to grow, and animosity and rejection, and then this happens. And so to walk as Jesus walks means that he went to sinners, to those who have offended him grievously, who are going to actually crucify him, which is all of us. And he puts on love where there is darkness. Therefore, he is the light who shines in the darkness. And so we know that we are Christians when we are light that is not overcome by darkness, but we shine on the darkness. All this serves beautifully to bring understanding to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. We see something very similar happening. They are going to fulfill what? The law. And St. Luke repeats several times how everything they were doing, going to the temple, was to consecrate the child according to the law. And many people would stay there, would just did our duties. But actually, everything changes. It doesn't change, but it does change, because now the law enters into a new light, a new awareness. And that's what happened to Simeon. Simeon is a man who was not just satisfied doing, you know, I do my duties and I fulfill the law. He was a man who lived awaiting for the consolation of Israel. And that consolation can only be brought about by the intervention of God coming to us. And so he is led by the Spirit, it says in St. Luke. That's beautiful. It's a man who all of a sudden is moved by the Spirit to go to the temple. So he's not just, well, I did the law and I stay where I am. He was now in tune. He had an interior movement in his life that did not come from observation of the law according to human energy. God was actually now moving him, and he could go there. And out of all the women and couples that bring their children to the temple, and all of them went, so there were multitudes doing that, he was able to single out this baby, who in all appearances was just another baby, just the same. Because Jesus did not look any different than any other baby. And he was able to say, this is the consolation of Israel. And now he says, I can go in peace. I have seen it with my eyes. And he's overflowing with joy, where everybody else who was just fulfilling the law saw and experienced nothing. That's the difference that Jesus does and the Spirit does. But then something else happens. those who are in the Spirit are linked to Christ, and they partake of Christ as in a marriage, for better and for worse, for the good and the bad. So who is linked with Jesus in that place is Saint Joseph and Mary. Well, Joseph's going to die somewhere in the process. So Simeon addresses Mary and says, you will partake. Your heart will be pierced through this experience as you share the life of Jesus. And Mary is amazed that this, her heart was already being pierced, and her heart was pierced even more after that revelation. She didn't have to wait to Calvary because she knew what was coming. And the sorrow of seeing the opposition against her son weighed upon her own heart and pierced her own heart. And so, just leave you with the last few words. Behold, this child is destined to be the fall and the rise of many in Israel. That's because according to how we respond or do not respond to his sacrifice on the cross, our destiny will be set. So how we respond to Christ or do not respond, or we remain simply in the law, just being good people, religious people, and not entering into the experience like Simeon, like Mary, like Joseph, our destiny will be set. And you yourself, a sword will pierce. Why? So that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And so when we see the heart of Mary pierced, if ours is not pierced with hers, out of love for Jesus and out of participation of Christ's immolation for us, if we remain distant, then the hearts are revealed not to be worthy. So whether we respond or not is going to be the decision of our eternity. So let us present to the Lord our petitions.